So I heard somebody's ready to be a little monster. Well, it's not so easy. First, you gotta practice. Then you gotta take the monster test. It's your caretaker monster. It's my responsibility to teach you all you need to know, okay? Okay. So if you wanna be a little monster, you're gonna need a few things to help you practice. First, you need a nice open space, big enough to move around in safely. Second, you'll need to be able to make lots of noise, because little monsters can be pretty noisy. Third, you'll wanna get some monster food, whatever food or snack you might want to eat as a little monster. Finally, if it helps, you may want to have a mirror or somewhere you can see what you look like. And if any of these things aren't available, you can imagine those parts instead. Go ahead and get some monster food, put on your best monster face, and let's get ready to be little monsters. You can pause recording now if you need to. Are you ready to practice being a little monster? Good. As I count down from 10, you can just close your eyes and relax. 10. Focus on my voice. 9. As we return to that familiar relaxing feeling. 8. As listening to my voice. 7. And following along. 6. Into a nice, relaxing trance. 5. Deeper and deeper. 4. So relaxed. 3. The deeper you go. 2. The more relaxed you become. 1. As you finally enter trance. In. 0. Deep sleep. Completely relaxed. Deep in trance. Completely ready to be hypnotized. Hello there, little one. Here you are again with your monster caretaker. Listening to my voice. Feeling nice and relaxed. Feeling so good. And you know why you're here, don't you, my little terror? You're here because you're ready to play. And you know how you want to play, don't you? That's right. You want to play monster. Doesn't that sound frightfully fun? If you think that sounds like fun, make your best little monster sound for me now. That's the way. Very good. You even made me yell a little. All right, you are a little monster. It is fun to be a little monster. And you're pretty good at it, too. I think you're ready to get started. So just what kind of little monster will you be? Will you be a rascally little werewolf? A sneaky vampire? A giggling ghost? A zany zombie? A waddling witch, wizard, or warlock? Think about just what kind of monster you want to be. And say it out loud on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. What do you want to be? Very good. And that's exactly what you shall become, my little monster. Do you hear that chime? That means it's time for your monster transformation. Soon, you'll look and feel just like the little monster you want to be. Yes, in fact, I can see a little change happening now. Close your eyes, and let a silly smile creep across your face. Feel that special tingly sensation that tells you that the magic is taking effect. Yes, I'll bet you can already feel those small changes occurring as you begin to transform. Yes, and as you begin to transform, you can feel all that happy, excited energy bubbling up. That fun energy that little monsters feel. And you know that means that the magic is working. Transforming you into the rambunctious little monster you want to be. Ready to run around and cause a rumpus. And as your change completes, you can look at yourself and feel like that little monster. Little monsters have lots of energy. As a matter of fact, little monsters like to zoom around because they're so excited. But before you go terrorizing the neighborhood, you've got to get official monster cred from another monster, like me. And you'll have to practice if you want to pass the monster test to become an official little monster, so let's get started. First, we gotta practice our monster faces. You can look in the mirror if it helps. As long as you practice, I'm sure you'll make a great monster face. First, let's see those monster teethies. Yes. Good, fierce monster teeth. Now let's try a big monster smile. Can you smile like a monster? There you go. Looking good, little monster. Now how about a monster frown, a fearsome frown? You're a monster and you're not happy. Great, and let's see your best excited monster face. And what do monsters get excited about? And how about your surprise monster face? Show me a big surprise. Very good. You look exactly like a little monster should. Next, we gotta practice moving like monsters. Let's practice our monster foot stomps and use up some of that little monster energy. 1, 2, 1, 2, stomp like a monster. Stomp, stomp, stomp. There you go. Keep it up. Get a little monster stomp for me. Excellent. Now let's practice moving like a monster. Whatever monster you are, flapping, shuffling, skulking, clomping, stomping about, or any other movement you do, go ahead and practice that monster movement now. There you go. Keep it up now. You gotta move like a monster. Great job moving like a little monster. Little monsters are cute and sometimes noisy without their pacifiers because little monsters love to make monster noises. Let's practice our monster noises before you put in your pacifier. First, let's do a little baby wolf howl. Awoo! Come on, awoo with me. Awoo! Just like a little baby wolf. And how about a baby vampire? Blah, blah, blah. I want to hear you say it now. Blah, blah, blah. You gotta make me believe it. Blah, blah, blah. All right, moving on. We're gonna try dragons and dinos. With a rah, 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 and a rah, rah, rah. Go ahead and give me your best rah. Rah! Give me a big rah. Rah! There you go. Way to go, dragon dino. Now let's hear a mummy zombie moan. Ooh. Could also be a ghost moan, too. Let's hear your mummy zombie or ghost moans. Ooh. That's really creepy. Let's hear you moan it up. Ooh, it's pretty spooky. I'm getting the chills just hearing it. All right, now you pick the monster sound. Go ahead and make any monster sound of your choice right now. Ooh, that's great monster noises. Okay, I think you're almost ready, little monster. The last thing we should practice is eating like a monster. So get your monster food and let's practice. You can pause the recording if you have to. Okay, let's see your monster food. Great. That's the perfect food for a little monster like you. Okay, time to practice eating like a monster. Don't eat it all now. You gotta save some for the test. Take a big bite of that food now. And don't forget to use your monster noises and your monster face. You can use lots of sound effects as you chew your monster food like a monster. No need to be polite. Monsters don't have manners. They just eat like a monster, and so can you. You want to pass that monster test, don't you? Okay. I think you're ready. It's time for the monster test. Okay, let's see your monster face. Alright. Now, let's see your monster moves. Excellent. Let's hear your monster noises. Fantastic. And now show me how a monster eats. Very good. Now put it all together and be a little monster. I want to see your face, your moves, making the noises, anything you can do to show me that you're a little monster. Do a little monster freestyle. Alright. I'm going to throw a curveball at you. Let's see you do a monster dance. Bravo. Okay, you passed. Great job. You're officially a little monster now, and you're ready to have fun the best way little monsters know how to. Let's celebrate with our best monster howl, cackle, or other monster sound. On the count of three, okay? 1, 2, 3. Oh, well done. You're quite the little monster now. And for the rest of the evening, you can enjoy being a little monster to your heart's content until you're ready to stop playing monster. On the count of 5, you'll awaken from your trance, feeling like a little monster, and you'll be able to have fun playing monster until you're ready to take a break and stop playing little monster. Counting up now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Refreshed and awake, remembering how much fun you had learning to be a little monster. Now go forth and commit your monstering mischief.